Take a break from your busy schedule and join Terry Waddell, our guest host, for Guidelines for Living.
As Guidelines celebrates its 55th anniversary, we welcome Guidelines President Bonnie Sala and Guidelines founder Dr. Harold Sala. Dr. Sala, what would you say are the qualities of this ministry that have endured over the past 55 years?
Well, there are three words that come to my mind, three that I think are foundational. Number one is integrity. We are straightforward. We don't pull any punches. We don't offer a bunch of Jesus junk for people who respond. Sincerity is another. We mean business in what we're doing, and then faithfulness as we trust God day in and day out and let Him open the door. And may the Holy Spirit then accomplish what He wants in the hearts and lives of people who are now listening all over the world.
And Bonnie, looking to the future, how is Guidelines going to build on those pillars?
Well, we definitely will be building on those pillars and the what I like to call our missional DNA of Guidelines International Ministries will not change. But in this second generation of ministry, we see the opportunity not only to hold out the truth of God's word and apply it to real problems in people's lives, maybe here in the United States, but increasingly around the world. Because, you know, in the United States, we have many Christian resources, but in places where Christians are the first in their country, in places like Kyrgyzstan or Turkey or Indonesia or Kosovo, people that come to know Jesus need to know how to follow Him. They need to know how to work out their faith in their relationships, in their workplace, in raising their children. And so increasingly, Guidelines is focusing as the Lord provides to take these resources, our devotionals that we produce, and make them available to people in places where the church is in what we call its first generation. And God has been really faithful, not only in providing the means to do this, but in opening doors. Surprisingly, today we are bringing Guidelines for Living in many Muslim-majority countries. This is where we see God on the move, and we see Him opening doors.
Dr. Sala, when you started Guidelines 55 years ago, could you have imagined the number of countries that the ministry has now moved into?
In 1963, when Guidelines began, our objective was to communicate in clear and simple terms with the man who was on the street, the person who had no use for organized religion but had a need in his heart. And subsequently, our objective was to bring him into confrontation with God's purpose and will for his life. And we found out there is a need for that not only in Denver, where we started, but all over the world. And subsequently, God has blessed that as we try to reach the hearts of men and women who have an empty spot that can be filled only by God's Son Himself.
Yes, Dad, there's even more opportunity for us today to reach into places like Kyrgyzstan, Turkey, Indonesia, Mongolia, Albania, and Kosovo. It's so exciting to be on mission with God, and I'm grateful to be leading the team at Guidelines.
And I thank God that you're leading, and not only leading, but you're also reaching people. Subsequently, every person is important to our Heavenly Father, and the basic needs of individuals are very much the same all over the world. Whether you live in Los Angeles, Manila, Tokyo, or you live in Albania or in one of the Muslim-majority countries. And when we address the needs of those individuals to give and receive love, to feel that you're important to yourself and to other people, and have a purpose in your life, then God's Holy Spirit changes hearts and lives, and they come to an understanding of God's plan and purpose for their lives.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.